This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Laptop emails reportedly implicate Hunter Biden and the Washington, D.C. firm Blue Star under federal investigation for illegally lobbying on behalf of the Ukrainian company that counted Biden as a board member. The Department of Justice is investigating. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Biden administration's open borders policy continues to allow the flow of drugs and illegal immigrants into the country unchecked. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for border agents and local residents. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich blames the Biden administration's policies on the immigration surge at the border.
The Biden administration is breaking the border. They're essentially destroying it, and it's up to them to fix it. And by them creating all these incentives or making it harder for ICE to do its job, they are encouraging more and more people to come here. Systems being overwhelmed on so many different levels, and the cartels are taking advantage of the situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden administration says they're making a more humane situation for illegal immigrants by reversing many of former President Donald Trump's policies.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
President Biden's goal of vaccinating 70% of Americans by Independence Day will probably fall short. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says America will get there. He tells ABC News that it's important for people to go get their shots in order to lessen the chances that new variants of the virus can spread.
It should come, and we're going to continue to do everything we can on our end to make it possible. The vaccines will be there, the efforts will be there, the outreach will be there. We need to see Americans get vaccinated, because now we're seeing these ominous trends with these variants of COVID-19, which become more dangerous because we never know if one of them is going to be mutate into a strain that is very difficult to contain and not or is able to escape some of these vaccines. And so more and more, Lindsay, what we want to do is get people vaccinated, because the more we're vaccinated, the less likely these variants can take off.
President Trump's fundraising arm is back on Facebook after the social media giant banned him from using the site. Starting last week, Save America Joint Fundraising Committee, a joint venture between Trump's Save America Leadership PAC and his Make America Great Again PAC, has spent about $3,500 on Facebook ads, promoting Trump's upcoming rally outside Cleveland, Ohio, and calling for donations to his fund. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
With you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're coming to you live from NRB in Dallas, Texas, NRB 2021, and a little surprise treat. Hey, Daryl, thank you so much for being available. My goodness, Daryl Eves, right?
That's correct.
Daryl Eves from The Chosen, and one of the producers, right?
I am one of the executive producers.
Wow. I cannot thank you guys enough. This has just been so phenomenal. Have you been blown away with how organic Chosen has taken off?
Well, I think a lot of people would be. For me, my background is building audiences organically, and I've been doing that for 20 plus years. And so the message of it, though, is you got to find the right type of content, the right type of content creator. And when I met Dallas for the first time, I knew that this had the possibility to go organically and pretty much be massive if he could actually get the content right.
Yeah, but to realize this, I mean, it's one thing to see it, have the vision for it, experience, but when you are, dealing with a winning team, so to speak, right?
I truly do believe that people were assembling that God wanted to use in a certain way, and we all had different skill sets coming in. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say, and I say this from the beginning, everything that I've done over the course of my life led to the moment of meeting Dallas mm-hmm. and starting on the project with The Chosen.
How'd you guys meet?
We were introduced through Jeffrey Harmon, who showed me the short film that Dallas made called The Shepherd. It just hit me to the core, and I'm like, I want to be a part of this. And mm-hmm. so I met Dallas, we hit it off, and then from day one, we formed a company called The Chosen, and we were just kind of moving forward.
Wow, amazing. So what was it about The Shepherd that you saw that just, just struck right to your very soul?
So it's all about story, and I've seen the Nativity, thousands of different times, but I never saw it through the perspective of someone else. And this one was either, Joseph or Mary, and, you kind of see their perspective, but it was basically through the perspective and the eyes of a shepherd. Mm-hmm. And for those that know about shepherds, they're the lowest class of citizen out there. They're really despised upon. And there was one shepherd that just really wanted to learn about the Messiah, and he was just being kicked out and being persecuted. He went into the synagogue and just wanted to learn mm-hmm. and was kicked out. And what happened next was he was stopped on the street, and there was Joseph and Mary mm-hmm. asking where they could get water. and he told him where the well was, and then he stopped and then gave him his water. And I lost it, because I was like, that's so symbolic.
Right, exactly.
Of basically Jesus, and here's the birth of Jesus Christ, and I just lost it from there.
Well, and here it is, when the angels come to announce the birth of Jesus, with the shepherds, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, God in his consistent, loving, merciful manner goes to those that are rejected and the less thans and gives them the good news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that led to the moments of The Chosen, because when Dallas said, hey, I want to do a TV show similar to this, but it's about Jesus Christ, but it's more through the eyes of those that he called and he surrounded himself. I'm like, sign me up. What do I need to do? Do I need to hold the light? What do I need to do?
Exactly. No, I tell you, in that same feeling, I think anybody that's been touched by Chosen, same way.
Yeah.
It's like, do you need somebody to carry your satchel? I mean,
exactly.
Know, whatever. Oh, okay, dust.
And what's amazing from this, and like I said before, but I do believe that God like assembled the Avengers. It's like we all had specific skill sets that was needed for the time. And from the beginning, it was, hey, how are we going to do this outside the Hollywood system? And we knew we needed to do it outside,
right?
Because we were never going to get funded. And if we did get funded, there was always that control.
Exactly.
And the content is king. And so we just knew that we had to crowdfund it and to include so many different people sharing the message of The Chosen.
So what, kind of touched a little bit on the periphery of why this amazing and lasting popularity for The Chosen. Can you drill down a little bit?
Yeah, so, like, we've all seen Christian content. And sometimes it's so sacred that it's distant. You know, we've all seen representations of Jesus, and sometimes it feels distant. And then, two, you know, it's either, you know, a white guy with blue eyes and, you know, pretty much speaking the King's English.
Right.
And we wanted to do something, and this is where Dallas comes in, just raw, authentic, showing humanity for good and for bad and everything in between. And then showing the point of conversion, showing the point when someone surrenders their heart to Jesus, and seeing the results of that. And I think that right there is the key, is people can self-identify with the characters or the situations, or they know someone like that. And that really ties them to the show a lot deeper.
Can we talk inspiration?
Absolutely.
Yeah, break it down.
So inspiration, I think 100% the show is written and directed and produced by Dallas. And Dallas has a wealth of information. He's a you know, Bible student, graduated in Bible study, but he's just been a passionate creator. And throughout life, he's just been a great type of content creator that loves great art. And he was always just kind of pushed down when he'd watch Christian media, because he's like, these stories are amazing and they need to be told, but they weren't being told in a way that would connect with people. And we're talking a general, like the general audience.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the core audience, they'd love it just because of the nature of the content. And that's where the inspiration came from. He wanted to be able to create the content, like literally have a HBO quality type of production, but made for believers, made for the Christian market, but it would be accepted by all.
Well, and speaking of which, the testimonies.
Yeah.
What people are saying about this is this, you know, I'm sure it reinforces your vision and your idea and your, you know, your response to Chosen and being part of the team. But, I mean, you're touching lives.
That's one thing that I can honestly say that is unexpected in so many different ways. And the reason why is because, you know, the amount of connection that it's made, I think, you know, doing this on other projects with other type of content, it wasn't necessarily leading to the ultimate source, which is Jesus Christ.
Right.
And where this does as well, and it's getting them into it, that's where it's making the biggest difference.
Well, the thing is amazing. A lot of people will talk about numbers, but numbers are meaningful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, because we hear about big churches, all, hey, we're doing this and all this, but the impact, I mean, the millions of views.
Yeah.
Of the
Bill,
show.
Right. We're going to go out to 1 billion people. We're going to stop at nothing to get to 1 billion people to see the show.
Well, I'll tell you, from your lips to God's ears and his hands to see this happening, right? Because it'll be by his grace and mercy that that would happen.
Amen.
Because you imagine the impact already what it's having on the lives of people who have been affected by Chosen. We're talking billions. And hey, next thing you know, we got billions begetting billions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is real exciting and good fun. We're talking with Daryl Eaves. It's all about the Chosen. And coming up next, the man you referred to many times, Dallas Jenkins, is going to be joining us. And so you set him up perfectly.
Oh, that's great.
All kinds of good fun. Again, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate
right,
it.
Thanks,
take care. God bless you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life. Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back with you. you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And, of course, we're being fresh and independent in Dallas, Texas this week. We're here for NRB 2021. Dallas Jenkins, we're on standby for him. You can imagine he's being pulled in so many different directions. It'll be good to talk to him again. Just a little bit of background while we're waiting for Dallas. Son of celebrated Left Behind author Jerry Jenkins first produced the independent feature Hometown Legend at the age of 25 and shepherded it to the distribution by Warner Brothers. In the nearly 20 years since then, he's directed and produced over a dozen feature and short films for companies such as Universal, Lionsgate, PureFlex, Hallmark Channel, and Amazon. His most recent film, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, which was released in theaters in 2017, is now directing and producing the largest crowd-funded media project of all time, a multi-season series about the life of Christ entitled The Chosen. And I hear footsteps, and he's probably running here as quickly as possible, so as soon as he sits down. But, yes, he's coming through the door right now, so Dallas Jenkins is joining us now. Dallas, welcome. I did the big intro fanfare. We had drums playing, and I almost had, you know, the USC Trojan Band brought them in here for you, too. But I was explaining to the audience, you've been pulled in so many directions because of, hey, the success you've been enjoying with Chosen. And thank you for stopping by.
Of course. Well, you were talking to me just a couple years ago.
Yes, exactly.
Chosen, when it first started. I would say you were in on it before it was cool.
Exactly. Well, but and I got to tell you, and my wife and I have been discussing this, we've been saying, okay, we're crowdfunding. We're getting involved with this. And we should have back then, too. I don't know what happened, but other than we know what happened, the Chosen happened.
Yes.
And
Yeah. God has been doing a significant work. It's been very humbling. Mm-hmm. It's clearly bigger than I'm capable of. And watching what God has done in the lives of people who've seen the show has been truly extraordinary.
Yeah, but you were designed for this, though, Dallas. You and I have this in common. We're both, you know, we both believe in the Word of God.
Right.
We're theologians.
Yes.
And we've gone to Bible college. Mm-hmm. And you have an interesting perspective on how you saw and understood and apprehended the Word of God.
Yeah.
And you're a storyteller. And, you know, God's used all these giftings and talents. Probably, you know, in your early life, you're wondering, okay, how am I supposed to utilize all this?
Well, when I watched, I had a first row seat to watch my dad. My dad is Jerry Jenkins.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I did the interview. You're right.
You talked to him before.
Yes, right.
And when he had the Left Behind books, which last year was the 25th anniversary of Left Behind.
Yeah.
And those books, you know, sold 60 plus million copies and, you know, had a huge impact on the world. And I watched him experience that. And I watched him remain, in fact, get more humble and more broken as he saw what God was doing that was so much bigger than he was. And so between the storytelling that I think I inherited from him, but also the experience dealing with a project that was starting to take on a life of its own and watching him remain humbled.
Exactly.
And it was really a great opportunity for me.
So after his success and everything, and now here you are carrying on with a little bit of the legacy, he says, don't mess it up.
Right. Well, you know, and I feel like that's actually a really interesting phrase, because when I was in Israel a couple of years ago, I was in Magdala, which is Mary Magdalene's hometown, and she's one of the featured characters of The Chosen. And I felt like God really laid it on my heart. This has happened just a few times in my life, where you can almost feel like it's not audible, but it might as well be how strongly God is speaking to you. Right. And I felt him say to me several years ago, before The Chosen had even come out yet, in several years, when people think of my followers, they're from Jesus' followers as in his disciples, your show is what they're going to think of, and I'm not going to let you screw it up.
Right.
And I felt at that moment a sense of significant relief.
Yeah.
Because I felt like God was saying, I've got this.
I'm with you.
I've got this, yeah. And that's proven to be true.
Well,
significantly.
So much of the storytelling, as I watch each episode, it's like, what are you, in the throne room of God here? I mean, it is so, so profound that I don't know how you come up with this if it's not but from God.
Well, yeah.
And here's the thing. What I think is resonating with people so much, and it's so cool that you mentioned that, the throne room of God, which when you think of that, feels so big, and it feels formal, and it feels like what I've seen in a lot of Bible projects is distant. They're kind of an emotional distance. What we're focused on in this show, more than anything else, is the humanity, the authenticity, the humanity of Jesus, the humanity of his followers, the humanity even of his enemies.
Right.
And when you as the viewer see that, and you see that, okay, the God of the universe, the creator of the universe, dwelt among us and danced with his friends at a wedding,
right,
and dressed a wound and stretched out sore muscles, it doesn't detract from his divinity.
No, not at all.
It makes you even more amazed that you can have a relationship and that there were these people who walked with him and that he walked among them, and it truly is overwhelming.
Well, and I like the touches of humor that you introduce. It's fun because it brings that human concept to our Lord.
Yeah.
And it more, I mean, they, routinely they'll talk, Bible scholars will talk about, taking the speck out of your own, out of your brother's eye, and you got a 2x4 in yours, and kind of laugh about that. But,
that's a key point. And because humor is very connective. It's very intimate. When someone makes you laugh, you think, okay, this person has my best interest at heart.
That's right.
Because laughter is an involuntary response. So humor is a very important part of the show. And seeing Jesus tell jokes, seeing Jesus laugh,
that's
a big one.
Yeah. I love that line, too early.
Too soon,
Too soon.
Yeah. In season two, he teases one of a man that he's just been talking to about the man's sin.
Yes.
He actually makes a joke about something that the man has actually done in his past that he was regretful of. And the man kind of is shocked for a second. Jesus says, too soon. But what we're saying in that, not only is that Jesus is funny, but also that Jesus, when he forgives you of something, it's over.
Yes, that's right.
And we're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to dwell on the heaviness of it. And you see that throughout the show, is Jesus will tell a joke, oftentimes in moments of seriousness, that communicates to people, I got this, we're good. That's been a huge humanizing part of the show.
Well, and as you say, you've really brought that element out in the series. What else do we have to look forward to now? We got the third series coming out.
Third season, yes. So we are currently a little over halfway through season two. And we got a few more episodes coming out over the next few weeks. And then I'm finishing up the scripts for season three right now with my co-writers. Season three is a little over halfway funded, because you mentioned it earlier about the crowdfunding, which is that the show is totally free.
Yes.
People have the choice whether they want to keep it going or not. And so that's been growing significantly. And so, hopefully we'll be filming season three in very early 2022.
Dallas, how does it make you feel when you hear the responses, the testimonies of people, of how this series has affected their lives?
That's the thing that will never get old. That's the thing that reminds me every day what I'm doing and what I'm also not doing, which is I'm not forcing this. I'm not accomplishing anything. I am simply listening. I am simply trying to get out of the way because I believe God has something to say. And so when I'm doing a show that for which much of the content isn't directly from Scripture, I'm using historical context, cultural context, artistic imagination. That's a scary thing. And you're a believer. You're a theologian. I know that when you watch anything based on the Bible, you're watching it with an eye of, are they going to mess with God's word, with the God of the universe? Well, what I think is happening is the proof that the show is actually doing what it's supposed to be doing is that what we're hearing from people every day is, I'm reading my Bible more than ever. This show is not a replacement for Scripture.
Right.
It's an enhancement in my life to get me back to Scripture, and that's what we're hearing, and that's what's most gratifying.
Exactly. Well, you just have to be blown away with the amount of impressions. I mean, we're talking,
We're approaching 200 million views.
I know, and Daryl was here, and he said, Bill, he looked at me, and he goes, a billion.
Yeah.
We're coming.
We want to reach a billion people with the authenticity.
I said, hey, look, it by God's will, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, because that's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, yes, it's the humanity of Jesus, but it's also the holiness of an almighty God who's in charge here.
100%.
Without a doubt. Dallas Jenkins has been with us. We've been talking The Chosen. All the best to you. Congratulations on The Chosen series. And crowdfunding, where do they go if they want to be part of the solution here?
Yeah, The Chosen app. easy to find. Just look up The Chosen wherever you get your apps, or thechosen.tv, which, you know, people might not remember, but just look up The Chosen. We're easy to find.
Refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Laptop emails reportedly implicate Hunter Biden and the Washington, D.C. firm Blue Star under federal investigation for illegally lobbying on behalf of the Ukrainian company that counted Biden as a board member. The Department of Justice is investigating. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And you know, we say we're here live as a convention, and so you know, guests gets stranded all over the place, and so sometimes we have to fill. I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for Daryl Eves and Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen to stop by. This is I'm telling you the most phenomenal of modern series, and there's so much that Dallas shared that we have in common. Not only that we're Bible, I consider ourselves to be theologians, you know, people who study the Bible. I think we're all, as Del Tackett would say, and I agree with him. But it's just been, you know, just so much fun to be able to have the Word of God and be able to talk about it. And I appreciate what Dallas has done and what the team has done in modernizing, I guess, in telling the story of Jesus, you know, from the eyes of, you know, of the people who are, you know, who are there. And it's just definitely, you know, definitely capturing the hearts and minds, and in a very dramatic way, to say, you know, to say the least. And with us right now is Tim Gray. Tim is, I will say that his passion is for his faith, and film has urged him to discover new creative ways of combining the two for over 30 years, and now through faithchannel.com. Always forward-thinking, he streamed Washington for Jesus, the first major Christian event, and one of the first live events online in April 96 with another, with Mark Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Tim, good to have you here with us. I've been looking forward to this conversation. So where did you get the idea of Faith Channel?
Yeah, first of all, Bill, first of all, nice to meet you, and congratulations on all you're doing like that. Faith Channel is a culmination, I would say, of my whole life. I grew up as a kid in southern Illinois, in western Kentucky. My family didn't go to church, but my dad would sit every Sunday morning watching Oral Roberts preach on television. So my dad got saved, gave his heart to the Lord, took us to a local church. I did. Went to Oral Roberts University to study two things, theology and television. Yeah. And so really, Faith Channel is a culmination of traveling the world over 50 different countries and really creating a safe environment for ministries to be able to put content on, great content, but also to get paid for it.
Right.
Right? It's not a paid programming model, but really Faith Channel also is it's a portion of it is preaching, but it's got a whole entertainment value as well, from kids content to documentaries to films, to news to live events to podcasts, to be able to create a great place where people could come and do two things: experience hope and encounter God.
Right.
That's our whole byline of everything.
Exactly. That's awesome. And but as far as a payment model, I mean, they're still generating revenue, what, through donations?
A ministry or a content provider can, if they want to. Like I said, preaching is a portion of what we do, so we want to partner with them. If they take donations or promote an event or anything like that, they're more than welcome to do that. But also too, we've got on there a lot more of films, a docuseries, documentaries, kids programming, and that's not going to be fundraising by any
right
means,
exactly
right? So they're able to put it on there, and then through our revenue model, be able to get paid for doing great content to where they can go and create more.
Now, so the revenue model, is it like a PBS revenue model?
Nope. It's subscription video on demand.
Oh, I see.
It'll be like a Netflix model.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a Netflix model.
So that way, you know, they're generating, you know, revenue for their, you know, for their programming, and you're able to keep providing this good, relevant programming and offer a breadth of choices, you know, through your through Faith Channel.
Mm-hmm. And also too, with Faith Channel, I'm a big believer in aggregation, right? But great aggregation. That's why we came up with the name Faith Channel, because I really believe everyone is searching for their God, find God, to find their creator and who they are and through life's purposes and why they're here. And also, too, I'm 58, you know. I've been through a lot of life. I got, you know, saved and gave my heart to the Lord when I was a teenager, and everything has not gone just perfect, right? I've been married 38 years, have 6 great kids and 7 grandkids. We've been through a marital separation. I've been through all kinds of things, all while trying to serve and love God. So what Faith Channel does too is it brings in tools to help me get through life. Yeah. And again, it's got preaching, it's got worship, but it's also great fun stuff too. We're going to have a comedy section on there with Michael Jr.
Yes.
So just things that
we're
going
to be talking to Michael Jr.
He's a great way. But again, the thing goes, we want all of our content to do two things: give people hope, let them experience hope, because in my life I've gone through a period where I lost it. It's a horrible thing. But to give people hope and to also encounter a real God and who they are and what their identity is. Preaching, yes, but just a portion of it. I want people to encounter God through a film, through a docuseries, through a kids program.
Yeah, exactly. And Tim, I appreciate what you're saying in terms of, you know, the reality of your faith. I mean, look at, nobody has a perfect world. I mean, it just doesn't happen. We're humanoids, and because if it was going to be perfect, then why did God have to send Jesus, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. And you know, it's crazy for me, but this was my mentality. Okay, I lived in Tulsa for over 30 years. The most unsafe place where I felt to be able to share, if there was any struggle, was at the church or in the community. Because I thought, something must be wrong with me. If I'm going through a struggle with my wife, if I'm going through a struggle with life or financially or with a child or with anything, I felt I couldn't share it with the church or any of my community because I thought, what's wrong with me? Am I not giving enough? Am I not tithing enough? Am I not serving enough? Am I holding on to a grudge? What is that? Mm-hmm. Now through my identity in Christ and who really I am as a precious child of God, mm-hmm. I'm not running. I'm not ashamed of the things I've been through. I'm able to now find real community and who God is. And it's not just a God that I just have to serve in order to do things,
right.
But a God that actually is a part of my life, yeah. And I'm a part of His.
How did God redeem your marriage?
Oh, that's a great thing. That's a long process, okay. But I would say really
thank,
through...
Thank you for answering the question almost.
Yeah.
You know, but you brought it up. I always ask people, you know, especially some people. Well, you know, I remember once I was talking to this lady, and she's been married 63 years. And I said, what's your secret? She goes, oh, honey. She says, oh, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right.
I always say this is that, you know, people talk about, Bill, you know, they ask, how long you've been married, you know, almost 38 years. Like, oh, my goodness, what's your secret? I used to think my secret was, you know, my secret's got to be quick to forgive and, you know, always that kind of... I realize codependency is a big part of it for me. No, I'm joking a little bit there. But the whole thing is, I will tell you, I went to the altar for several things. One is I had some real struggles with addiction myself and right. things I was battling internally. I wanted that quick fix. I didn't get it. I wanted to go to the altar and have Jesus just, you know, or the pastor just bless my marriage and have that. I found out very much that it's through really submitting. Mm-hmm. It's like what Paul talks about, right, in 2 Corinthians, exactly. that my weakness becomes a portal to God's power.
Yes.
And I found that, and I found through submission and really putting people that know a whole lot more of those things in my life, I go to counseling, I have coaches, and really I began to trust my wife,
yeah.
and to really open up and to be able to trust that process and trust that and even fight through those things. And through the thing that they always say, don't quit, yeah, just don't.
Yeah.
I would like to say that it was, oh, I just had such faith for my marriage. I didn't. And I was hopeless in so many things. Yeah. But that's why it comes back to me. That's why I have such a passion for delivering this content, Bill,
yes.
is because I want people to watch a film, mm-hmm. and I want to experience God.
Yes.
I want kids to get a foundation of not just that, oh, they believe in God. Why do they believe in their Creator?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is that foundation?
Mm-hmm.
I want that to always come back to people to come away with some type of hope in their life each day,
mm-hmm.
and also to encountering God.
Well, and especially where we are right now in our culture. In many ways, it's become a hopeless culture,
oh,
right?
Oh.
And it's looking for people of hope. This is why people like yourself, people of faith, can stand out in such a strong, courageous way,
mm-hmm.
if they're listening to God.
Yeah, right? People are searching and people are hungry. And people are more hopeless today than ever before, but there is a God that is of hope.
Amen.
There is.
Amen. And I like what you said also, because in the book of Mark, the one word that always sticks out for me was immediate. There was always, Jesus was doing immediate things. And I'm like you. I like, you know, it's like,
I want a quick fix.
Here we are. We live in a microwave society. We yell, we're in front of a microwave. We yell, hurry up.
Yeah. That's right.
Best enough. But no, it is a process.
Yeah.
And in that process, we get to know God in a whole new, different way.
Yeah, that's right.
And then incredible exploits follow. Stay tuned, right? Like the Faith Channel. I appreciate it. Tim Gray, thank you so much for being
Bill.
With us.
Yoga Lottie's coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go away?
At Finley Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. And, gosh, I just feel like we're just so old friends, huh?
We are old friends.
But you're so young and beautiful still.
Oh, but, and a new mama.
Well, congratulations. And the husband unit is behaving himself?
Do you know, he's fishing in Wisconsin, and they just caught a 20-pound salmon.
No way.
I got to show you.
Oh,
you know. I wish you were listening.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
you, picture.
You can see this. I'm doing We're talking about her husband, Jim, and Jim's put up with us, and oh my goodness.
20-pound salmon.
That's like a whole other body. That thing's humongous. He could be swallowed by that. He could be Jonah. I mean, you hear about that guy that got just swallowed, you know?
I know, crazy, I know.
Huh? That's
our little baby's 9 months. If he was swishing with him, he might be shark bait. Wow.
9 months. Oh, my gosh, Jen. Congratulations. What? Now, what's his name?
His name's Baby James.
Baby? Oh, sweet Baby James, almost.
Well, we don't
Not
sing
quite.
That
no,
song.
No, I don't. No.
But we love that
yes,
song.
Yes, exactly.
But
I
Daddy
know, I
makes,
know.
Made his own song up, and it's so cute.
Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations for Baby James. Jen and I go back a ways, and we've gone through so many movies together and created T-shirts because of a saying that was around the around the shoot of the movie.
And that one was Saving Faith.
Yes, exactly. And so it was so cool that and I wear that shirt, and she was saying, it's so comfortable. Where'd you get it? And I will give a shout out to the company out of Kentucky, Hands On Originals, that does all our printing of our shirts for us, and they did a great job. And the reason we got involved with them is because they were being persecuted and attacked by a group, LGBT group that wanted shirts done. And they said, we just don't do it. I mean, it's not, like the baker and like other things that people have been persecuted over. And so there's plenty of people to do shirts, but we just, and we'll do a normal, we'll do a regular shirt, but we just can't, promote
right.
an LGBT agenda. That's not our heart. It's not our passion. That's not what we're committed to. And they sued him. And so we said, we wanted to support, their belief and in their mission. And so we've been with them ever since. So they're a great group of people, and they do a great job. Love their shirts, too. They're so awesome.
Thank you. I look forward to it. I'm going to get our shirts made by them.
Good, good. Yeah, you can get it.
And then I'll send one to you.
Okay. All right. We'll keep on going. Last time we talked, you just released the movie. We're getting ready to release the movie, Farmer and the Bell, which just went crazy. And as expected, I mean, we talked about the franchisability. You told me at the time, you said, Bill, there's so much more to this movie than just a movie. Oh, look at you. Look at all this, all this bling and stuff you got. Lord.
So it's so neat because The Farmer and the Bell, it's a ministry that impacts, based on God's biblical values mm-hmm. and psychology,
yes.
we're tooling information to create a biblical pathway.
Right.
To help men and women and kids. And our first movie, The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land, it was about discovering inner beauty. And so the bracelet that has 10 inscriptions of these biblical values that you find in the storyline that my character loses in the pig slaughter,
right,
she has
exactly.
to go back and find it, but Santa has some pigs. And then the devotional, Michelle Cox. Have you chatted with Michelle before?
Yes, I have. Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, she knocked it out of the ballpark with this.
Yeah.
And it talks about and helps us understand why are we God's masterpiece.
Exactly. Well, I've had this conversation with other guests as well. It comes down to our identity, mm-hmm. right? I mean, where do you get your identity from? Is it from the culture? Is it social media? And look what's happening. I mean, here you got, teen suicide on the rise, all this devastation that's going on because who you put your trust in.
Right.
And go ahead.
And what we noticed is 90%, I mean, this is an interesting stat,
mm-hmm.
90% of the female population starting at a very young age.
Mm.
Very young. They see images on their movies, on their television, and then you get a teen, and then you're on your social media feeds, and you're saying, I need to look like that.
That's right. Mm.
And then they put filters on because we want to look as pretty. But the end goal that I struggled with
mm.
was I wanted to be accepted and loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled with my image. And sometimes I still do. And I worked hard to be able to understand how do I take Romans to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can to destroy that lie saying I'm not pretty enough. Gosh, I feel worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I keep comparing myself with other people in the room. I'm gaining weight. I'm getting old. All of this garbage that the enemy just infiltrates the brain, and then it causes us,
exactly.
like those teens, to say, I'm not worthy enough. I don't want to live. I don't have purpose.
Right. This is why in one of my morning prayers, my daily prayers, it's the full armor of God. The shield of faith is so important because those fiery darts come at you. And I will say to you, no matter how many decades you live, the fiery darts keep coming. And so my prayer in the shield, in the utilization of the shield of faith is that we would become so proficient in the use thereof that when things come up, like you're coming into an area where you know the outside superficial, you know if you're red carpeting and that, you know the light, everything is right for that, right?
Yeah.
So you got to armor up.
And I was just at a red carpet when we announced the sequel for The Farmer and
yes.
the Bell. And I have their little baby. Now, my baby pulls hair. So if you have your hair in any which way, he grabs a handful and rips that mama jamba out of your head. You can't wear necklaces because that goes in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then you're playing on the ground with him. So I had to figure out, what can I wear? And I'm 20 pounds heavier than I've been in my life. You know, and so the woman struggles with these things. So I finally, God blessed me with an outfit that the zipper didn't fit. I had to get it altered. And then I was at the end of the day, Bill.
Yeah.
It was about the joy.
Yeah.
The joy resounding. The radiance of God's love. That joy.
Yeah.
And if anyone feels struggling with your image, if you could just say, let me find out what my gifts are. And if I could serve others with my gifts with joy, mm-hmm. that radiation of Christ's love is more attractive than having the best eyeshadow.
Yes, exactly.
And I was running on the ground playing and crawling with my schnookums on the red carpet. It was fabulous.
Isn't that cool? And you talk about a picture that will forever be in your mind. And in James, when he starts bringing young girls around and stuff, you go, oh, look at this picture of James. We're on the red carpet together. Oh, gosh, man. Well, I'm not bringing out the bathtub picture, so just relax. Okay?
We went on the
pool. What is it with moms and bathtub pictures?
I know. Well, we went in the pool yesterday here at the Gaylord, and he came home, and I had him wrapped in a towel, and then I felt this nice warmth on my hand. And I'm like, well, he's not in his diaper yet. And we just let out
chances
the stream.
Are.
I'm glad he was covered. That would have been a picture
that's
showing
right. Yeah,
at his
exactly.
Wedding.
Yeah, it's just a way to get it. Hey, I got a picture. I can get even. So, you know how that works. So, as Jen just referred, that the sequel is coming.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And this one is going to be about how do we have, wait for it, a fulfilling marriage.
Oh, wow.
Based on biblical truths and psychology. Our first one, we spent years, maybe 2 years total, in research with therapists, with pastors, with psychologists. Greg and Aaron Smalley from Focus on the Family have been great compadres.
Yes. Yeah.
And so
Aaron doesn't like it when Greg and I talk.
Really?
Oh, because
you just chatter and have a good time.
We're two guys.
Yeah, you're the same.
We're talking guy stuff.
Do you
know?
Grunt?
No. Yeah, we could do that. Maybe I'll do that next time. I'll say, hey, Jen says we need to grunt, right? And Aaron's going to go, you knuckleheads, no more.
Aaron and Greg, they're the ones who came up with on our bracelet, because we have these 10 inscriptions on 5 very smooth charms. Well, this one that falls in the palm of your hand, it says, open my heart. And that's what Aaron explained. If your heart is not open, you will not be able to receive that peace and healing. And on the back, since the girl is always really desiring to be loved, we get our love from Jesus, and it's a prayer saying, help me grasp how wide, high, long, and deep is your love for me. And then that heart falls into the palm of your hand. And it's as if, for me, I use it as if I'm holding on to Jesus' hand. So when I'm scared, like when I was having my C-section for the baby, I was frightened, Bill. But we know love casts out fear. And so this bracelet was in the first movie. So the second movie is going to have the necklace that I'm wearing.
Uh-huh.
And QVC will be selling it.
Good.
And
wow.
It's a locket. And we're going to inscribe messages about how do we have that fulfilling marriage.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to tool it on, just like the first one, on my husband and my, our true story.
Oh, okay.
How I was able to learn how to respect him. How he was able to learn how to love me.
Right.
How
yeah.
We go through conflict.
Emerson Eggerichs does a great series. Did you talk to Emerson on that? Love and respect?
We've been working through that, and I've been trying to get a hold of Mr. Emerson. So if you're listening, I've contacted your office. We would love to work with you.
I'll give him a little nudge. He's been on with me many times, and we've had a lot of fun, he and I, talking about it. But it is so key, because so often what happened previously is only a part of that verse was taught. And that is that, men should love their wives. But the other part, the respect issue, it's conjoined. It has to be, you have to have that balance of love and respect.
It is. And with Jim and me, because I get very passionate, la 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 la, and Jim is very logical and very smart, he'll say something that's wise, but I get passionate, like, about this is how the eggs need to be cooked.
Yeah.
The yolk needs to be cooked like this for our baby. And he's like, no, it needs to be like this. Well, then I need to submit and respect.
Yes.
His wisdom, and instead I powerhouse, and so we hit heads that way. And so that's something I'm constantly learning, is to really trust and honor him.
Well, the process continues for all of us, Jen.
Amen.
You know, we're all humanoids. God has given us so much in his word, and it's like the kids used to say to us, you know, mom and dad, why don't you just do what the Bible says,
right? Which is living it in action.
Yeah, I go, well, you know, we're going to drop this little kid off at the next stop. We don't want to hear his wisdom right now.
Well, if people want to learn about the farmer please. And the bell, have them watch it on Amazon Prime. Just think The Farmer and the Bell, and Bell as in Beauty and the Beast, B-L-L-E-L-L-E. All of our products are on our website and Christian retail, Amazon. And we'd love to be able to minister to people through fun, family, hilarious entertainment.
And stay tuned for the sequel. Coming soon to a theater near you. Jen Godson Chandler has been with us. Jen, as always, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I love you to pieces.
Oh, man,
Bill.
Back at you.
We're
going right,
to make a new T-shirt.
You got it. Love you to pieces, huh?
Love you to pieces.
There it is. That's it. Take care.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.